Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have the Guthrie County Supervisor of District 5, Mike Dixon. On this program, we'll talk about a lot of things, but we start out with the premium payment from the American Rescue Plan that will give full-time county employees $2,500 and part-time employees $1,250 that have worked under 32 hours and have been employed before December 14th. And we're speaking with Mike Dixon, the supervisor of Guthrie County in District 5. And Mike, can you kind of tell us a little bit about the ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan funds, that you're going to give a premium pay to county employees and the reasoning on why you guys are going to do that?
We came up with the amount from the committee that was formed. When we received this money, a committee was formed, and this is the committee's suggestion. It's federal money. Coming into Guthrie County, we'll get the premium pay to the employees of the county. County employees will get the premium pay, and then we will, we're also going to open it up for other entities, schools, and the hospitals for premium pay also. So that is federal money coming back to residents of Guthrie County, and hopefully they will spend that money within the county.
You mentioned that you will give the premium pay to maybe some hospital workers or school workers. How will that work out, and how does someone maybe from those areas get into that process of getting that money?
The details of it we have to iron out yet. It'll be more of kind of like a grant process that the employer, the school districts and the hospitals, they'll have to essentially kind of like a grant process apply for that money through the county, and then depending on how many individuals that money will go to, that'll give us a figure on what we can give to those employees also.
And there was a tough decision at the Guthrie County Supervisors meeting of should employees that worked but are no longer with the county still get the premium pay in the year of 2021. What was kind of the decision behind that, and what was the end-all decision?
Kind of the decision on that is, we're giving it to our current employees because that is what the federal money is intended for, the paperwork and everything involved with that, that is how it is structured. If you are not a county employee anymore, then you're not a county employee anymore. And that's kind of how I've taken the wording on this, and that is the direction the board went also.
Does the American Rescue Plan funds state that you have to give it to employees that worked over the pandemic, or is it just something you and the board wanted to do just because the employees worked so hard over the pandemic?
Yes. During the pandemic and continuing here, our employees have worked through it all. Government entities were not available for PPP money, and local businesses, and they were all available for PPP money to pay their employees. And I guess this was the federal government's way of giving government entities a similar way to do that. So, and this is, and the employees isn't the only thing that we were paying out of this. We were doing some projects also. We were upgrading portable radios for the sheriff's department and a roads department. So this isn't the only thing we were doing with the money. There are other projects the county would have to pay for out of the general fund if we didn't have this money that we were going to use it for.
And then how did you guys come up with the part-time employees premium pay?
We just took half of the half of what we were paying full-time employees is what we did.
The redistricting map, were you kind of satisfied with how that all came together?
Yeah, I mean, it's not done yet. I mean, we did, so far we've just done the reprecincting. We haven't done redistricting yet. The reprecincting map we will be submitting that to the state, and then the state will send us back redistricting maps. The reprecincting maps were just trying to get closing down a couple voting polls in a couple towns like Panora and Guthrie Center. There were two voting poll places there, so we moved them to one polling place in each one of those towns. And then we also were not cutting up any townships anymore. The townships will be not split up as far as precincts and voting places go now. So now that process goes to the state, and the state will send us back a redistricting map, and the board will have a decision whether to accept the redistricting map from the state or denying it. And the way I understand it, the board can, if they deny it, it goes back to the state, and the state redoes it, and then it comes back to the board, and that can happen three times. And after the third time, then the board, if the board denies it three times from the state, then the Board of Supervisors will draw the map. That's the way I understand it, you know, as right now. We'll see what happens.
With the precinct map headed to the state, have you gotten good feedback from it, from the people?
I really haven't received much many comments from the public on it. The way I see it, I think it would be very helpful where the townships are not split up like they have been in the past as far as polling places. And then, like I said, it poll workers, it'll save us a little bit of money on poll workers and polling locations.
And then where are you at the Law Enforcement Center Project? Do you like where you guys are at in the process of building the Law Enforcement Center Project?
Yeah, well, you know, with the weather we've had, we're getting a lot of progress done. We have fallen behind schedule, but with the weather we've had, we are moving forward and getting a lot done. We are currently close to having it all sealed up so they can, the rest of the winter, work on interior work. And other than that, it's moving forward, and, you know, it's a struggle sometimes, but we are moving forward with it. And with the weather we've had, we're moving right along.
And we're speaking with the Guthrie County Supervisor of District 5, Mike Dixon. And Mike, when do you expect to maybe see the Law Enforcement Center project done?
Yeah, it seems to change. Seems to change quite a bit. You know, I struggle. I don't want to be necessarily quoted on a final date, but we are looking at April, May in that area, I think, for a move-in.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with the District 5 Supervisor of Guthrie County, Mike Dixon. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.